This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you tired of endlessly searching for work? Applying for jobs, never hearing back? Job openings vanish into thin air? What if there was one connection you could make and that'll link you to dozens of companies that are hiring? What if the connection was a locally owned business ready to help you and they don't charge you? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. expresspros.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, what it do?
What it do?
How you feeling, guys? Good?
Good morning. These are the first words I've spoken all day.
You ever notice that probably really lonely people may not speak at all throughout the day?
Yes. Not that I was lonely. I just woke up, cruised here, and in our pre-show meeting, I was just sort of listening to you.
Yeah. Oh, you grumbled.
So
you're like
now
Bill Belichick at a presser.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not a grumpy dude, just not as much of a morning guy as Rich Doodle Davis right here. Dickie Doodle Davis, Covino and Rich in for the great Dan Patrick. Always fun to fill in for Dan Patrick. 877-99 on Fox. We're normally on every afternoon, 2 p.m. on the West. So I got to tell you, the schedule's off for the first day. So hard to fall asleep. When I woke up today, though, I'm like, oh, yeah, Dan Patrick. So I get excited. But then I realize I have this, like pit in my stomach, like, ugh, and I'm trying to figure out why. And I look at my phone just to make sure nothing's wrong. Right? That's my first instinct. Everybody's alive, right? Nobody died overnight, right? It's terrible you're at that age where that's the first thought I have. You look at your phone just to make sure nothing bad happened.
When multiple family members call me back to back and I miss the calls, I'm like, oh no.
You got to brace yourself.
Grandma, someone's dog, someone.
You know what it was?
What was it?
I realized I got no sleep because, again, it's hard to fall asleep at a reasonable time and then all of a sudden wake up for the Dan Patrick Show bright and early. But I realized, oh, it's the first day of school. And even though I'm not going to school, I still have those feelings. It's like E.T. to Elliot. I feel what my kid feels, and I have that back-to-school sort of anxiety in agita, like, ugh, back to school. I know it's an exciting day for some, but for me, it was always like, barf. The only cool thing about the first day of school or back to school was the fact that you get to show off your new kicks and your new gear. That's really it. So today is the first day of school here in Los Angeles, which means, again, summer's kind of winding down.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what?
Enjoy it while you can.
I said it. It's like back to school, football's upon us, and before you know it, everything will be pumpkin spiced. Well, hey, CNR in for Dan Patrick. Thanks for hanging with us already. I guarantee we're going to have fun today, so give us a second. We'll get into it. I want to talk a lot of NFL today. There's so many observations, but I feel like my biggest observation might be that it's impossible to make an observation. So I'll explain. Tom Brady's being super dad. We're going to talk about getting hassled when you try to get into places, because it happens to celebrities and athletes too. So we'll get to all that as we are brought to you live from the Mercedes-Benz studio. Mercedes-Benz vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS.
And Keeper's Heart is a new and unique style of whiskey that combines the best of Irish and American whiskey, creating the smooth character of Irish whiskey and the bold flavors of American whiskeys. I think I want one right now. If you're a whiskey fan, you got to try it. Drink responsibly. Is it too early?
You know what I just... Spot, you know what it was?
Keep the weekend vibe going?
The minute Camino started that commercial read, I read his mind. He's like, since I'm filling in for Dan Patrick, can I get a hookup?
Yummy is what I was
That's your first thought. Yo, Joel, what is going on over there, buddy? Good morning. Danny G, Nick Cope, everyone hanging out.
Everybody here. Thank you guys again for hanging with us. Hope you enjoyed your weekend. Hope you had a Emmanuel Navarrete sort of weekend, not an Oscar Valdez weekend. An Anthony Joshua victorious sort of weekend. I don't know if anyone watched the fights, but I sure the hell did. Battles, dude, battles. But enjoy your back to school Monday. East Coast, enjoy the summer while it's still around. Because I'm telling you, everything changes once your kids get back to school. Their homework becomes your homework. Their issues with schoolmates become your issues with schoolmates.
Traffic patterns.
Everything changes. So again, East Coast, enjoy it while you still can. West Coast, welcome to the new normal again.
Head lice.
Yeah, head lice. Yeah, head lice and boogers and kids, you know, being sick.
You know who reminded me it was back to school time? I was like, who's leaving me a voicemail? It's early. Well, listen to this. Did you get this as well or no?
Yes.
Hey there, families of Los Angeles Unified. This is Cooper Kupp from your very own Los Angeles Rams.
Oh, Cooper!
Each and every one of you, an incredible first day of school tomorrow on August 14th. Students, embrace every opportunity, face every challenge with determination, and remember, you have the power to make this school year truly amazing.
Thank you, Cooper Kupp.
Thank you, Cooper.
You have the power to make this school year amazing.
Sounded like he was struggling reading that.
Yeah, he wasn't reading that at all.
The only positive is, again, football's around the corner. So that's the feeling of this time of year. Like, oh, is my best friend in my class? Are kids going to like my new style? I hope the girls are looking hot this year. All the thoughts you had on your first day of school.
Do you remember?
But you always remember, like, well, football's coming up because you're probably rocking your new sweet Raiders gear or something like that.
Yeah, well, there were few thoughts you had, but we all have them in common when it comes to back to school. Number one, I saw my daughter experience this on Friday night. They had the little first grade. My daughter's only six, first grade, but she has her best friends from her kindergarten class. And they get the little sheet where it says whose class you're in this year.
Yeah, and you don't want the stinky teacher either.
No, and I'm like,
she had a cool teacher?
I was like, there's three teachers. I'm like, please don't. Like, get the good one. I don't even know what that means because I don't even know who's
it
good. But I'm
you
like,
don't want the grumpy one with the bad reputation.
Yeah, was there like an older grumpy lady? Because I don't want her to have that one. So my daughter bumps into her two little pals. The first two girls she sees, not in her class. And I'm like, oh, I had that feeling in my stomach, like I was in school again. Then she finally sees one of her friends who's in her class, and it all works out. But you do remember that feeling where all your friends had lunch in the same period, and you're like, wait, you guys are all fifth period lunch? I'm sixth period. Oh,
yeah. No, it's deflating. And for the dad of a teenage girl, you just hope that they come out of school and everything's good. No one bothered them. They're feeling good. Like, the tone is set for a good school year, and that's what I'm hoping for today. So, hey, good luck to all the kiddos out there on their way or getting ready. You know, family's getting up early because school begins. And everybody else, we just hope you enjoyed your weekend.
You know what?
Football, fighting, and, man, I watched some baseball, and I think I'm done. I think I'm done with baseball.
Well, welcome to the party, pal.
Until the playoffs and the World Series begin, I think I'm done.
Bruce Willis would say,
because I'm a Yankees fan. Let's put it that way. I think they're officially done.
Yeah, I think so too. I do. One last school observation that I've ever thought about baseball. Did you have I don't remember what year it was, but did you have a transformation year? I know that sounds corny, but for a girl, for the ladies listening, it was the year, I don't know, when you like got boobs or like your pimples went away or something.
I'll tell you what,
like
it was always different nowadays.
But I feel like when I was a kid, there was a year where I came back to school and I felt so cool because it was the year I got contact lenses.
It's the year Richie got his boobies.
I cut the mullet, like I you know, my pimples subsided. Like, yeah.
Like, you know, you could turn it all around, especially if you're starting at a new school. If you're starting at a new school, man, you could turn it all around.
I just remember one of my female friends.
I'll tie it into sports and say, bust out your old school starter jacket to show that you're down. I'm a down fool.
That you know, fresh starter jacket?
Yeah, bust out your fresh
jacket.
It's not
time yet. It's not fall yet.
Hey, I got a jacket on. It's chilly this morning. But, you know, you bust out your new kicks, like I said. You know, you could reinvent yourself the start of the school year.
But there was always that one girl that came back in high school. It's like, what happened to her in the summer?
Well, bam, I know.
Damn. I have a female friend that one year she came back and she went from like the nerdiest girl to every Guido on Long Island wanted her out of nowhere. I was like, oh.
No, it's kind of like, I mean, to tie it back to sports, the promise of a new season, you know, as we get ready for football. It's like, oh, man, the new roster, the program, oh, the coach. I hope the coach is good. But it's all that excitement, all that promise of the new year. So,
because you don't know.
You don't know.
As we've pointed out, as Dan has pointed out, and Colin and everyone else on this network, every year there's six or seven new teams in the postseason. So there is the promise of, oh, wow, we could have went 4-13 last year. We could have went 6-11.
But it's the promise of a new day, a new start.
Could be.
A new season. And I was talking to my kid doing the dad thing. She was a little fired down because most of her better friends went into the high school already. So she's like, oh, I'm here with all the nerdy kids, whatever. It's going to be the worst year ever, right? I said, hey, how many times do you expect big things and you're let down, right? I said, for all you know.
Oh, the Mets, the 2023 Mets.
But, dude, exactly. For all you know, this could be the best year yet. And the same applies to football, same applies to your sports team.
Just 2023?
Dude. Well, this is her boss year.
Yeah. Yes.
It's the head of the class year.
Yes, this is her final year in the middle school. You know, but the same ties into sports. Like, how many times are you pleasantly surprised? Like, hey, we didn't expect anything and made the playoffs. That's a success. Or your expectations are so high and you're completely let down. Like you said, the Mets or like the Yankees. You know, so that's how you got to look at the start of the football season. For all you know, which is nothing, a team could surprise you. There's always a surprise. That team might be your team.
Covino, I have a question. I'm just confused. You said the baseball season. Now, didn't we get on Rich for this?
Uh-oh.
Stopping games, stopping and watching.
Oh,
early.
I'm still watching, but, man.
Oh, he'll still sadly watch.
He's still watching.
Joe,
okay.
I just, my hope is gone.
He just told us it's over, though.
Yeah. I have to point this out once a week just to show how sad not only Met fans should be, but Padres fans, because Padres put all that money into the team, much like the Mets, you know, hoping for big things. Right now, if you are a National League team, if you're playing 500 baseball, because right now, the Arizona Diamondbacks are 500. They're 59-59, and with a 59-59 record, they're only 2.5 games out of the wild card. So if your team was just decent enough to play 500 baseball in the National League, you'd be a series away from being in it.
And
which
everybody
shows you.
Would think that the Padres would have been good. You know, hopes were high. Never know what to expect. Same applies in life, same applies in sports.
And the Yankees right now, while they are two games over 500.
They're miserable, dude. They look, I just want to have a nice weekend, and I feel like the tone is set sometimes. When your team wins, right? Like I said, I hope my daughter has a good day today. I hope some of her friends are in her classes. First day of school. That's kind of how my weekend is, and I'm sure yours is the same. If your team wins, they play nice and early on a Sunday, you feel good about the rest of your day, right? The Yankees had a 5-run lead going into the ninth. Gerrit Cole pitches a gem.
I had my great stuff yesterday. Was feeling kind of good, you know. We were winning and we're feeling good. Could be turning it around.
Gerrit Cole pitches great, and the Yankees bullpen, which is ass cheeks, let up 5 runs
and not nice ass cheeks.
No, terrible, deflated, soggy,
hairy,
floppy, flapjack sort of pancake ass cheeks. and he let up 5 runs in the 9th. The tone for the rest of my day was Les Miserables, and you shouldn't let sports define your mood, but it sort of does. In the back of your mind, you're like, I can't believe what I just saw. That was terrible. I was so mad. And then later on, we went to Rob Parker's party. We went to Rob Parker from Fox Sports Radio's barbecue. There's a little salty side of me because of what I just witnessed. But the point is, you know, what you think is supposed to be great sometimes isn't, but the opposite also applies. And remember, as we get ready for football, we really don't know anything yet. And I know that's what Rich is going to talk about, but there's always a team where you don't expect anything, ends up being a good season, and vice versa.
We're going to make those predictions, but just remember the inspiring words of Cooper Kupp.
Hey there, families of Los Angeles Unified. This is Cooper Kupp from your very own Los Angeles Rams. Just want to wish each and every one of you an incredible first day of school tomorrow on August 14th. Students, embrace every opportunity, face every challenge with determination, and remember, you have the power to make this school year truly amazing.
You have the power, everybody, to make your work day amazing.
He-Man has the power.
Thank you, Cooper.
But last year,
like, he was about to say this football season.
Like, I think he was. Yeah, it's reading his
script. How many scripts did he have to read in a row?
It's that pleasant surprise. Probably like over 10, I would think. You know, who's going to be the Seattle Seahawks this year? A team that no one really expected much from, but they end up making the playoffs anyway. And who's going to be that team where everyone expects a lot from and they get nowhere?
You know, that's a good question. Because
again, that's exactly what I said to my daughter, though, because she said, this year's going to suck.
Well,
for all you know, Melody, this might be your best school year yet. You never know.
We were talking even before the show that the preseason, it's one of those things that, listen, I'm watching like everyone else. I'm watching the highlights. Even when your team's on, there's no one playing that you want to see play. But just to see the game on TV is like, you know, like I said, a sign of, oh, fall's here, football season. So you get excited about it.
Well, Jonas Knox did this great bit. It's not necessarily a bit. Great analogy.
Is he doing stand-up these days?
He's not doing stand-up. He's just, you know, doing his thing.
What's
he's great.
The deal?
Two pros and a cup of joe. He was comparing the preseason game to the airport beer. The airport beer. You get to the airport early, you have an overpriced beer. But that beer symbolizes what's to come, and that's the rest of your vacation.
Yeah.
And preseason may be like an overpriced beer. Like, not all that great. But it does symbolize what's bound to come.
It's a great analogy because you are at the airport and you...
Yeah, but that airport beer is ass. He really needed to emphasize that.
Because
you paid $50 for an ass beer.
Yeah, you have a $20.
And these preseason games are kind of ass.
You have a $20 quesadilla and a drink, and it's like, oh, sweet, $46 before my flight. But you know
on
what?
A sticky bar
when, cabin. When that flight is to, you know, Mexico or Aruba or the Dominican Republic, and you're like, all right, I'm about to go on a trip.
It's the start.
It is. It's
the smell of something fun, you know, right around the corner.
So, you know, the star power may not be there for the other teams, but for your team, and you've been reading all the beat writers that cover your favorite team, and so to get to watch the position, the battles in the different positions on the field, I like it. Maybe I'm an NFL psycho.
Part of the hype. No, yeah. I get it. Yeah.
Like, I've been taking in every minute of it.
Well, I mean, you are a bit of a Raider psycho, but I admire it, Danny, because you and I were talking about how... So, like, Aiden O'Connell, by the way, yeah. Raiders wasted no time giving up Derek Carr's number 4. In fact, when he came into the huddle, I hit up Danny G. I thought for a second I pulled the Steve Covino where I was watching an old game on replay.
No, I did that.
I was like, wait, Raiders number 4? Hold on. Let me make sure. What am I watching here?
Rich, part of the story behind that is he asked for it because it was kind of a middle finger to people that were Derek Carr stans. And one cool quote, I'm going to read a quote from Aiden O'Connell. He was 15 of 18, 141 yards and a TD. Accurate, calm, decisive Raider rookie out of Purdue. He said, and everyone's been giving him a lot of crap for that little mustache he has.
Oh, dude, that's exactly what I was going to say. I'm like, you guys are not going to want to hear it, but this is my observation.
Here's his quote after the game. Believe it or not, I kind of look better with this stash.
No, he does.
Which tells you what I'm working with face-wise.
I like his personality by that statement. So this dude, you know, Aiden O'Connell, Purdue, let's be honest, unless you're a fanatic, you haven't seen a bunch of tape on Aiden O'Connell. But I think the observation about the preseason is that it's tough to make an observation. That's my observation, because when you're dealing with backup players on offensive and defensive lines, and you know, some guy comes in there and he lights it up, who's he lighting it up against? And then if he struggles,
that's
you're
wondering, a completely inaccurate assessment of anything to come.
But then, Covino, if he struggles, then you're like, well, he's struggling against not even top-tier starters and even second-string players in the NFL. So when I saw Trey Lance, not to jump right to my Niners, and he's three and out.
Just hold on about Trey Lance. The only thing I could accurately assess is Aiden O'Connell's mustache. You're right about that. I mean, it is the most pathetic thing I've ever seen. But it's a great reminder of how young these guys are. Like, that is the wispiest, weakest mustache ever. You got to look at it. It's like, dude, get rid of that. It is really bad and noticeable.
And he has to stand next to Jimmy Garoppolo.
I know, dude. Oh, humiliating, right? But look, it goes to show you how young they are. And he's trying to bring his wisdom and his maturity into the NFL. But man, that thing needs some work.
So let's get into it. 877-99 on Fox, Covino and Rich. Your observations.
Trey Lance, 112 yards, one touchdown.
But it's all deceptive. And I'll explain. It's nonsense. It's garbage. It's garbaggio. It's sucio. We're going to get to all your observations, some of the key players, because there are only a handful of notable dudes that you were sort of looking out for. Like, oh, what are they going to do? Oh. We'll get to all of it and your thoughts at 877-99 on Fox. Your takeaways from the preseason so far, and if you want to make some bold predictions, we'd love to hear them. In for Dan Patrick, it's your buds, Covino and Rich, and Kings Hawaiian. Can we talk about Kings Hawaiian?
Oh, please.
Can we talk about Kings Hawaiian?
You know what I got the other day? I got the little mini Kings Hawaiian, and I made sliders. Because to me, fantastic little bun for those sliders.
Well, Kings Hawaiian, they've always been my favorite. Football season right around the corner, as we said. And as you start thinking about tailgates and watch parties, Kings Hawaiian makes fall sundaes even better by making them slider sundaes.
Whether it's their original rolls, the slider buns, or their salty pretzel slider buns.
What?
Those yummy, soft, fluffy. Oh, relax. Irresistible Kings Hawaiian rolls are perfect for any football get-together. Fun, delicious, customizable, and shareable. Kings Hawaiian Slider Sunday is the perfect weekly mealtime ritual to enjoy any football Sunday with friends and family.
Kind of make that happen, Slider Sunday this season. So many great slider combinations, but it all starts with Kings Hawaiian. So go to kingshawaiian.com for game day recipe inspiration.
Check out the Motley Q pulled pork sliders, pulled pork, brown sugar, barbecue sauce, cheddar, top of pineapple, crispy onion slaw, pickle on a Hawaiian slider bun. That sounds fantastic. So as we start thinking about football Sundays and sharing great food and fun with friends and family, make a Sunday, every Sunday, a King's Hawaiian slider Sunday. Go to the bakery or deli section of your local store and pick up those sweet, fluffy, irresistible King's Hawaiian rolls and enjoy.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is Steve Covino
and Rich Davis,
and together we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
All right, we got Joel on the ones and twos.
Yeah.
Danny G on the phones at 877-99 on Fox. Nick Cope, what's up? He's hanging out, talking football. Everybody's welcome to chime in. The most inclusive, most interactive show on radio, according to us, Covino and Rich, in for the great Dan Patrick. That means we want you to call and say what's up. And if you can't, hit us up on social media at Covino and Rich. Live from the Mercedes-Benz Studios, the superbly versatile all-electric EQB from Mercedes-Benz. It's impressive, techy, and surprisingly roomy, with available seating up to 7. The vehicle is all-electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQB. And remember, next hour, around this time next hour, playing some NFL trivia. So be dialing, because we're giving away some CNR on FSR Nerf footballs, okay? So they're perfect to keep in your trunk in case a game breaks out. That's always the thought in my head.
Yeah, but you know
what? Could break out, but you know what?
Game's not breaking out.
I got cleats in my trunk in case a game breaks out.
I don't get it. It's like, you know, it's you know, when you clean out your closet and you're like, oh, I'll keep those pants in case I need to paint something. Right, those will be. Oh, in case I do yard work, I'm like, you have a landscaper. You know that you're not painting anything. Why are you keeping those old pants?
You know why you need that Nerf football? Because you could be at the beach. Yeah, at the pool while the summer's still here, or in case the game breaks out, or your kid might want it. So, again,
do you have a bag of Velcro flags in your trunk, though? That's the question.
No, you're next level. Yeah, Danny G has pennies and flags. So, if you want to win a CNR on FSR Nerf football,
next hour,
some NFL trivia with Covino and Rich, 877-99 on Fox. And the analogy goes like this: today's the first day of school. And my daughter was like, it's going to be the worst year ever. That was her attitude. And as a parent, you know, your job is to hype them up a little bit. And you know what? It's true from experience. Hey, Melody, for all you know, this could be your best year ever. And the same applies to football. You just don't know what to expect.
You go in thinking, oh, championship expectations. Your starting QB could go down, season over. You could go in thinking, well, I guess it's sort of a rebuilding year. Maybe some of the young players progressed a little more than you thought.
You know,
and you got like a wild card spot and you got some momentum.
Most of the time, the usual suspects are there, though. For the most part, you could predict, you know, who's going to be there standing at the end. But there's always those surprises. There's always that team you expected something and they gave you nothing. And the team that you expected nothing, got a little something.
All right, but to look at the NFC. Danny, Nick Cope, who I know is a Niners fan like I am, so I'll be a little jaded, a little bit of a homer. But other than the Niners and the Eagles, maybe the Cowboys. Can you, with pure confidence, tell me the other playoff teams in the NFC? Like, you wouldn't wager or bet anything significant, would you?
I would think the Giants would be there again, at least wild card.
You would think they're only getting better, yeah.
Joel's Lions have high hopes, but who's to say that's happening? I mean, the Vikings, you know, we all fell in love with Kirk Cousins watching quarterback, and then you're like, well, we're automatically assuming Packers, it's a step back, right?
Right.
No.
You see the Bears, and all of a sudden it's like, maybe the Bears, the Bears' defense is going to be a little suspect this year, but their offense might be fun to watch. Can you think of any teams that come to mind?
I'd put the Seahawks in there. I know Geno Smith isn't a world beater at quarterback, but he was really solid for them last year, and I think they've done a really good job. Pete Carroll's done a really good job bringing in guys around him. So I think the Seahawks and the Niners are going to be competing in the NFC West, and whoever doesn't win is a surefire playoff team.
See, I'm not as certain as you are. I feel like there's people
Geno
that
Smith
are like
still has it written back.
There's
man.
People that are like. The Rams could be the team that bounces back, and the Seahawks could take a step back. We don't know. Because,
nobody knows, dude.
Because again, every year, as the fact, it's not my guess or my observation. It's the fact. Every year, there's 6 to 7 teams that turn over from playoff teams the previous
it's
year.
Just
not
life.
The Cardinals, though.
Not
they're
the
still going to be bad.
They're going to be bad.
Well, that's another story. You see Kyler Murray this weekend?
With his belly shirt?
With his sports bra on?
What's going on?
Man,
that was
causing some waves and turmoil on
social
media.
The caption under the picture said guaranteed 0-17.
Yeah, that's not a good look, dude. I mean, unless
he looks like one of the Wayans brothers. He looks like one of the Wayans brothers from In Living Color when they were dressing up.
Hey, that could be the new Steez. That could be the new flavor. I don't know, but that's not my look. Then again, I got a big giant belly, so I'm not
he needs to
off.
Have a differentiation, something. Either the chest should have been more, or the belly should have been less. I mean,
okay, not
something
every
needs to be differentiated.
I mean, Joel, shirtless or more shirt?
Shirtless would have been the obvious answer.
Not
shirtless
or more
saw it,
shirt.
But let's just say there was a preseason shot that went viral over the weekend of Kyler Murray, and he's standing like in the worst position possible. It's just an unflattering photo, but he's wearing what essentially seems to be like, it's not
bra.
A crop top. It's a sports bra for dudes. That's what it looks like.
Does Kim Kardashian have a male line of Skims?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. For all I know, it's
maybe
the new
he's,
thing.
Self-conscious about his nipples.
But man,
those things are used to track your vitals and all that. Usually guys like wear it over like a compression shirt or something.
I'm sure there's a reason. And
Nick Cope, don't come at us with facts. He's wearing a sports bra, Nick. Don't confuse this with reality.
It's just a weird look, right?
Yeah, don't stand like that either.
Yeah. So if your hopes were getting high and you saw that, you're like, maybe they are going to stink. But who knows? Who knows?
Oh, they're going
to
stink.
They could very well stink. Now, here's the thought. I want to hear from everyone on the spot. Check our Twitter, too, at Covino and Rich. Your observations from the preseason so far, because any observation someone has made, I was listening to DP, I was listening to Mike Florio, NFL, I was listening to, you know, I keep my ear to everything. I like to make my own.
Mostly Taylor Swift, though.
I do listen to a lot of Taylor.
Mostly to bad music, but go ahead anyway.
But, no, I didn't mean to interrupt. I like to make my own opinions first and then listen to what others are saying, because I don't like to listen to other people, because I never want to be swayed. So I like to make my own opinion. Then I tune around and I'm like, let me see what other people are saying too, to see if I'm on the same page.
I mean, it's like listening to a fortune teller. I mean, I it really is.
But the one observation I made that I did hear other people.
You got to take it with a grain of salt, as they say.
Other people's, like, as I'm watching the game, sometimes I'm taking little notes because I'm like, all right, these are my notes. Let me see if other people are noticing the same things. Sort of like Aiden O'Connell's mustache. I did note that.
Yeah, you had to. It's hard to not notice.
You know, it's like you notice something, you go to social media like, am I the only one that saw that? Trey Lance. What an interesting scenario the 49ers are in. 3 3-and-outs, sacked 4 times. At times he looked like a deer in headlights. It is his first game back since an injury. Playing with not the starting offense. I mean, Trey Lance, you know, if you have Christian McCaffrey, George Kittle, Debo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, if you have that cast of characters, the offense moves a little different too. So there's so many factors. So it's so hard to assess. The one touchdown he did throw was a straight-up pick that the guy bobbled into the arms of the 49ers' backup tight end, Dwelly. So,
look, the only thing about it is the fact that you have the comfort of knowing real football is right around the corner. That's the only highlight or thing that matters when it comes to preseason.
Yeah, but there's a lot of assessing, Covino.
There's a lot of assessing, but it's like watching the understudies play. You know, it's like watching a sound check. It's like watching a rehearsal.
It's like my
dad, really mean a lot at all.
My dad went to go take his wife to a Broadway show and thought he was seeing Hugh Jackman. And the day of, they're like, yeah, he's not going to be there. My dad demanded his money back.
I want a refund.
And got it, by the way.
This is terrible.
Do you know that is a fact? If the lead of a play spot is on the marquee and they're not there that day, like if they're selling it like, oh, the Music Man with Hugh Jackman, if he's not there, you could get your full refund. Can't do that with the NFL. You can't be like, wait a minute.
Or Fox Sports Radio just because Dan Patrick's not there.
Yeah, you're not getting your,
your money back. Sorry, guys.
Covino and Rich.
I want my money back.
Sorry.
Well, man, refund for the free app.
Man, the wonder why tickets were available, Orchestra Row C.
Damn, Spot, why'd you have to remind me that we're the understudy?
Sorry.
Here man, I am dumping on the weak-ass understudy.
Boo, where's Dan Patrick?
Yeah. Covino sucks. I want my money back.
That's so funny,
man. Your dad asked for a refund
on
this.
You're like Aiden O'Connell's mustache, bro.
But can you really assess a Tony Award-winning play when you got the understudy performing?
So it's hard to assess Trey Lance with no McCaffrey, no Kittle, no reruns, no rents,
to bounce off of and rely on.
Yeah, but
you know, sometimes a superstar will make you look that much better.
But Covino, you could also say, if someone's really NFL ready, where they're going to be the next big guy, shouldn't they really sort of stand out in those scenarios? Shouldn't Danny G, wouldn't you agree, Trey Lance, if everyone else on the field is a second and third stringer, shouldn't Trey Lance stand out a bit?
He should.
If he is that guy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If the backups are all kind of on the same level, you have to exceed that level to stand out for that coaching staff.
Now, our update, dude, Nick Cope, much like me, like I said, Niners guy. When you saw Trey Lance, isn't there the sense that, well, he should stand out a little more? If he's this guy they gave up so much for and everyone, he should have been like playmaking, even with backups.
Yeah, he notoriously starts slow in practice, and then we saw that in the game yesterday. I mean, he hit two guys for the Raiders, like, in the chest, and the Raiders dropped both of them. One of them miraculously finished for a touchdown. But he just did, and then Sam Darnold coming in with presumably a worse offensive line. He got the ball out quick, and he looked sharper.
But Sam Darnold, if you watch Kyle Shanahan speak, it's like, you know when you ask someone about someone they're dating and you could tell if they're really happy, like, oh, how's everything going with the girl you're dating? Oh, things are good. Yeah, things are good. But then if he's, you know, you talk to a buddy that's dating a new girl and he's excited.
Yeah.
Kyle Shanahan,
the best, man.
Kyle Shanahan sounds excited about having Sam Darnold on board. They still believe in Brock Purdy. He's the number one, but I feel like if it was up to Kyle Shanahan right now, number two is Sam Darnold.
Darnold threw for 84 yards again.
He can trust him.
Doesn't matter. Yeah, trustworthy, sort of solid player. I saw a lot in their body language, too, like little things, little nuances that most people probably wouldn't even notice. But you know, Trey Lance wasn't even looking at the camera after. You know, you could tell he didn't feel confident about his performance. And it's the opposite with Sam Darnold right now. You know, but again, it's preseason.
I do have one thought we're going to get to next. And it has to do with, does it matter how you get there as long as you get there? That could be your career. That could be a relationship. That could be anything. A team. Does it matter how you get there if you get there? And it has to do with the Niners and their whole quarterback situation. We'll do that next right here, Fox Sports Radio. We are live from the TireRack.com studio. We're live from the Mercedes-Benz studios. Brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. The vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at MBUSA.com/EQS.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
All right, CNR on FSR. Covino and Rich. Steve Covino, just the kid from Union, New Jersey, out here in the mean streets of L.A. with my guy, Dickie Doodle Davis.
Stop saying that. What does that even mean?
Rich Davis. What do you
Dickie
mean?
I've Doodle you that. Davis?
Oh, now because he's, you know, prime time in for Dan Patrick.
But what does that mean?
I mean, what does it mean? You never asked me what it meant ever.
Dickie Doodle Davis.
Rich Davis. You're the doodle boy. And, of course, because you doodle. Look at your notepad.
No, I do. I mean, I do.
Doodle's like a madman.
Yeah, yeah.
My notes would look like if someone, if they
Hannibal
had a,
Lecter.
If they had a serial killer, they'd be yes. like, oh, that makes sense now. My notes are just a bunch of scribbles. I mean, and that Cooper
voice,
Cup,
that
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Sounded smooth like butter. That's Danny G on the phones at 877-99 yeah, yeah. on Fox. Yeah. Joel's on the ones and twos.
He's
and the very
doodle
handsome
boy.
Nick Cope is hanging out with us. Danny boy. Now, since it's the first day of school here on the West Coast, the other funny thought is, well, which kids in school got that glow up? And you and Nick Cope were talking about that off the air, the feeling of the glow up because you were a nerd the year before. But this year, you're coming back strong. Did the Raiders get that glow up? Did the Raiders get that glow up because they got the big win? What, 34-7? We don't know. It doesn't matter because it's preseason.
But you do get to see, I mean, these are guys fighting for a spot, but you do see some people that are like, ooh, I belong, right? And then you see other people.
Could be a confidence builder for sure. It's a great assessment. You know, like you said, people fighting for jobs, get all that. But it's not an accurate.
You know, the same way Nick Cope said he came back to school one year with no more braces, no more glasses. You know, everyone goes through that transitional year where you're like, oh, wow, I'm a different guy now.
Glow up year.
There are players that come back. Like Deebo Samuel said that last year he was admittedly not in his best shape. And remember the story where all offseason he's been sending Kyle Shanahan pictures of him shirtless?
Mm-hmm.
Like, coach, I'm ready. I'm ready to go. So I think observationally, it's tough too, Covino, because unless you're honed in, because you know what you're not locked in the way you would be during a regular season game. So you see a box score, and it's deceptive. And I'm not saying you fell victim to it, but like you see like Justin Fields. And it looks like this guy tore it up. Couple dump-off passes to playmakers that ran for like 50 yards, 60 yards. And it looks like Justin Fields' stat line is ridiculous. Trey Lance, from what I understand, I know it's so hard to count. I could calculate every baseball stat, but I still don't know how to calculate QBR. Danny, do you even know how to do this? Who knows how to do that?
No, but I saw the stat you're talking about. That interception, had it happened, hitting the Raider play right in the chest, it would have dropped his QBR down to like 32.
So his QBR rating was 118 or something like that. if that tip pass that should have been a pick was a pick instead of an interception, it was, we would have been walking away being like, Trey Lance, 38.
Completion percentage, yards per attempt, percentage of touchdowns thrown per attempt, and percentage of interceptions per attempt,
Jesus,
are all weighed equally.
Break out the TI-83.
Score of 0 to 2.375. There's your answer.
What Spot just said, everyone.
There's your answer.
But you see,
yeah, and that's why I pay for a math tutor for my kids starting today. Because
today's the day.
Common Core. It runs in the family. Neither of us good at math.
So, one last thought about the Niners. And I bring up the Niners not just because they're the team that I enjoy. It's a very interesting scenario at quarterback because very rarely does a team openly say, we're likely going to carry three quarterbacks on our roster. Because they're not going to just drop Trey Lance. They're hoping at one point maybe you get something for him, like maybe his equity gives you a little trade value.
You got to build his equity up a little bit.
Yeah, and that certainly didn't help.
No.
You look at what they did to get Trey Lance. So I ask you, sometimes if you get to the destination and you really, does it matter how you get there or is it just a matter of getting there? Meaning the 49ers went to the NFC Championship game the last 2 years. Right now, if you were to bet in Vegas or if you're a gambling man or woman, you'd probably say they're one of the top tier teams in the NFC. If they really didn't lose much by trading up and getting Trey Lance because they got this little hidden gem in Brock Purdy, does it matter?
Not really.
Does it matter? Because
if you want to tie it into life, you've had a lot of great prospects in your own life along the way, right? And they all led you to your beautiful wife.
Yeah,
so it's just as if you got there to that place of happiness and you eventually found the right one is what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
Doesn't really necessarily matter how you got there. You still got there.
It's like you're getting a little fender bender and then on the, you know, and then all of a sudden you win a couple thousand dollars on it.
What do you do?
You know, push.
You just hope that your exes along the way are happy now and that they prospered and they're doing okay. And that's all that you'd want for Trey Lance. Hey, look, we had big hopes for you.
Like, it's almost like the 49ers got away with one, right? It's like you made this bad choice. Like, there's been teams that don't have the same luck. When Washington gave up everything for RG3, when that didn't work out, you can then note in the history of that franchise, that was a big chance. For a second, it looked like it was the right move, and then it sort of set them back for a minute. You could say the Broncos gave up everything for Russell Wilson, and this year is a very make or break. Like, you know, are they going to turn around? Could Russ become the quarterback he was? Because last year at times, he looked like a different man. His hesitancy, everything about Russell Wilson last year looked different. So if he doesn't turn around now with Sean Payton, who they're assuming is, you know, the man to fix all this.
We'll see.
If they don't, Covino, then you could say, well, that didn't work out. But the Niners are the type of team where if, like, all right, the Eagles, Carson Wentz, when he went down and Nick Foles ends up winning a Super Bowl, you sort of, like, they got there. So, does it matter? They won a
Super
Bowl.
Matters to Carson Wentz.
Their first-round draft pick.
But to the fans, to the organization, no, not so much.
It doesn't matter. If you get there,
it's a push, like you said.
If you get there, you get there. You could say, wow, they whiffed on the Trey Lance pick. But if you whiff on that pick, but you got a scratch off ticket in it and you won $1 million by the last guy in the draft being Brock Purdy, does it matter if your pick three stinks and your pick, you know, last pick of the draft is great? Does it matter really if you have both of them?
No. If anything, you're very fortunate in that situation because not often does that happen.
So I think in the scenario with the 49ers, they got away with one. And sometimes in life, you get away with one, right? Let's be honest. Joel.
Come on now. The Niners, you didn't even let Jimmy G on the same field. You didn't let him come to camp. You told him to take his name off his jersey. And then you end up needing him. What if he'd have took you all the way? You telling me that didn't matter?
I was a big Jimmy G guy. But I'm saying with the Trey Lance deal, at first I was like, oh, man, why? I like Jimmy G. And then you struck gold, pun intended, 49ers, with Brock Purdy. So I think it all sort of worked out. Like, the Niners got lucky. Not lucky enough to win a Super Bowl the last couple of years, but they've been in it to win it. after making what seems to be like a pretty weak choice in Trey Lance when you're looking back at it now, when they had the options to pick a few different guys, Trey Lance is who they chose, and they're getting away with one. And well, sometimes you get away with one.
And sometimes you don't. Preseason football, we got more. Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.